Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Let's keep on this focus for a few more minutes now. As Monica reported, Blue Cross Blue Shield is looking at changing its status as a not-for-profit organization, but it won't turn into a for-profit. Here's how the company's CEO, Andrew Dreyfus, explains it.
In other states, some Blue Cross plans are not-for-profit, but not a public charity. Some Blue Cross plans have become what are called mutual insurance companies, where they're owned by their members. So there may be different options that we could explore.
To talk about this a little more this morning, we turn now to Alan Sager, professor of health policy and management at the Boston University School of Public Health. Good morning, Professor, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
We just heard the company CEO, Blue Cross CEO Andrew Dreyfus, mention that Blue Cross plans in other states have turned into mutual insurance companies. If you would explain what a mutual is and what would be involved in such a change.
A mutual is, as Andrew Dreyfus said, owned by its policyholders. Any surplus belongs to the mutual, not to any stockholders, because there are no stockholders, and there are no profits. So we have an organization that's halfway between a public charity and a for-profit. Blue Cross would then escape review by the Attorney General as a public charity. It's subject to that kind of review now. There are no villains here, and Blue Cross has certainly been trying in its way to address health care costs. But this may be another example, this proposal to change to a mutual, another example of movement without progress in health care.
What do you mean by that?
Well, some people try to justify the movement to a mutual as a way of allowing them to act competitively in the market. But a big problem in healthcare is that there is no functioning free market, just as, by and large, government isn't very competent either. And when you don't have a functioning market or competent government, you have something close to anarchy, which is why U.S. healthcare is spiraling up to such high levels of unaffordability.
Let me ask you this question. Some people might read a possible change in not-for-profit status by Blue Cross, a possible change to a mutual insurance company. Some people might read this as a move to avoid scrutiny so it can pay its employees and its board members whatever it wants without fear of being called on the carpet by regulators. Would that be fair?
I think it would. Blue Cross, in its two-page statement yesterday, the public relations release, said they accept full responsibility for past high pay practices, but then they say the mutual may be a good idea because it allows them to continue high pay or even increase it in the future, reading between the lines. It makes the world safe for high CEO salaries, which are a national embarrassment. CEO salaries in the for-profit sector in our country are much higher than are paid in other rich democracies, whether our companies are profitable or not profitable.
One more quick question and quick answer, if I can ask. As a not-for-profit, Blue Cross has been able to accumulate tax-free assets, which are technically called charitable remainder. If the insurer does change, what happens to those assets, and what are they?
The assets are enormous. If Blue Cross becomes a mutual, I think, though that needs to be examined, that the assets would remain with Blue Cross. If they become for-profit, the assets would have to be paid out to a separate foundation.
And those assets are actually a pile of money, right, as far as we know?
It could be in the billions, as was the case in California.
Professor Alan Sager, co-director of the Health Reform Program at Boston University School of Public Health, thank you very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.